Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
And hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our guest today is one of the top baseball recruits in the country for the class of 222 out of Alabama, Gadsden, Alabama. Plays high school baseball at Westbrook High School in Southside, Alabama. Samuel Dutton, who's committed to LSU Tigers. Samuel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Lee. It's great to be on here.
You know, you're committed to LSU, and the first question I'll have for you, Samuel, and I think I mentioned this to you, and you know this already, but how old were you when you said, I like purple and gold in LSU?
Oh, man, this goes back way back to, you know, when I was real young. I loved watching LSU baseball, watched on TV, and, you know, I just really fell in love with the program at a young age.
Any particular game, World Series, Omaha, that you remember? Any particular players?
Oh, man. From the SEC tournament, from Omaha, that time that I went, Alex Lane, Kramer Robertson, all those guys that I really remember. And that was before I committed, actually. And, you know, that was just that was a great group of guys that I love and fell in love with.
And Alex, obviously, Bregman's doing great with the Astros.
Right.
And then you have a friend of the family with the Nolas. Aaron Nola's doing great with the Phillies.
That's right.
And his brother. Isn't that crazy? His brother didn't make the majors. He was 30 years old, but he's a starting catcher.
Awesome.
The only two brothers, I think, from one SEC school in the majors, in the major leagues. Did you go to a lot of those SEC tournament games since you're from Alabama, since it's in Hoover?
Yes, sir, I did. I actually go every year. I try to go to all the LSU games that I can.
So, you know, if you're a listener, if you're one of these really big-time LSU fans, it really helps to do well, right, to show off if you're an LSU or a team going to Hoover, especially when you're an Alabama guy like yourself. It really seemed like it made a big impression on you watching them in person so many times.
Oh, for sure. You know, the fan base that LSU has, you know, it's amazing, even at the Hoover Met. The SEC tournament, you know, even though we're so far away from Baton Rouge, you know, they have that support from the fans. It, you know, just makes it so special.
Samuel, what's crazy is that, and I might be off a couple of hundred or a couple of thousand, but I think when LSU makes that championship game almost every year for the tournament in Hoover, there's almost 7,000 LSU fans there. It's insane. 7,000 at least, maybe more.
That's crazy. I believe it.
Yeah. Samuel, I want to brag on you a little bit. You have four pitches, which I know that's really, I know one of the main reasons, I know Alan Dunn recruited you, another Alabama native, the pitching coach at LSU, but you throw curveball, fastball, slider, and changeup. Man, how long have you been having four in the arsenal pitches?
You know, some of that stuff has just developed over time, you know. It takes a lot of practice to throw those four pitches, and, you know, I try to perfect them the best I can. I've been working on them for probably since before my freshman year, and, you know, just trying to hit every spot that I can with those pitches.
Our guest today is Samuel Dutton, one of the top pitchers in the state of Alabama and in the country for the class of 222, committed to LSU in baseball. I also did my homework on you. They say that you have a leg lift. Quick pitch guy. You don't wait in between pitches. You go fast on the mound. Is that true?
Yes, sir. That's very true. I love tempo, and I don't like to take my time on the mound.
You know, you played for the Louisiana Knights. How did that come about, being on a Louisiana travel team? And tell everybody some of the guys that you've become buddies with from Louisiana and all over, being with Louisiana Knights.
You know, I love the Louisiana Knight organization. And, you know, I love every single player on there, whether they're committed to LSU or not. Some of the main guys that I have really come close to is people like Josh Pearson, Josh Stevenson, Brant Smith, Brennan Holt. You know, just a lot. Those are the main guys that are committed to LSU. But I also have relationships with other guys on that team as well.
Yeah, Brant Smith from Live Oak, big guy with power. Holtz from Parkview Baptist. Stevenson from St. Thomas More. His brother, we can't leave out, starts for the Nationals this year coming up.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And by the way, just so you know, Josh is a heck of a football player. If you're listening to the show, you can be an all-SEC football player, but I know baseball. I mean, he's bigger than his brother already. Josh is bigger than
I know it.
Big guy, and all the players you mentioned are great guys coming in with your class at LSU. Sammy, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more with our guest, Samuel Dutton, a pitcher from Gadsden, Alabama, pitches for a big-time program there, Westbrook High School out at Southside, Alabama, committed to LSU for the class of 2022. When we come back, I want to talk about your velocity and talk about would you consider your fastball heavy fastball, and how do you go about with the speed of your pitches and incorporating all your different pitches. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Samuel Dutton, one of the top pitchers in the United States out of Alabama, committed to LSU for the class of 2022 for baseball. Samuel, velocity, you've been timed as high as 93. You got a senior year to play still in high school. Your velocity could still continue to go up. And then you throw consistently in that 89, 90 miles an hour range. But what do you think you can get it up to on your velocity? Because you still have a year left of high school.
Right. Obviously velocity is a huge thing in baseball right now. And, part of pitching is not about how fast you throw, rather than if you can locate it and you can locate your off-speed stuff.
Right.
I don't try to throw 100 miles an hour while I'm on the mound. I try to get hitters out. I try to let them put the ball in play so I can get quick outs and I don't waste a lot of pitches. But the main thing is really just trying to locate my fastball and also locating my off-speed.
You know, I'm glad you said that, Samuel, about speed of the ball, because I've seen a lot of guys throw 98 that never start in college, but it doesn't move. You know,
that's right.
It's just there, and they go, whoa, those hitters, like, you know, Dylan Cruz goes, all right, today's the 450-foot home run day. Thank you. So, and then LSU has got 33 bombs right now, 33 home runs. That's crazy.
I know it.
And they're hitting anything that doesn't move. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because, you know, 98 doesn't do anything if it just goes straight across, doesn't move in this conference. Your dad and mom, I talked to your dad, Gary. They're both graduates of Birmingham Southern. I thought it was unique, because I had to ask if they were Auburn graduates or Alabama graduates, and they said no, which is a pretty good thing. And then your dad played at Birmingham Southern with the head baseball coach currently of Auburn, Butch Thompson. That's pretty neat.
Yes, sir. It's really cool.
What do you think of your dad's background in baseball? How much did that help you growing up as a kid, that your dad was a former player?
You know, I think because he was a former player, I think that's what got my mindset on wanting to become a college baseball player. He's been motivating me, and, you know, he's been pushing me pretty good while working out and stuff like that. But other than that, you know, just my dream of becoming a college baseball player. And I think that has really influenced how I play and why I wanted to play college baseball.
We're listening to Samuel Dutton, one of the top pitchers in the class of 2022 out of Alabama and committed to LSU in baseball, a pitcher, a righty. Samuel, talk about some of the programs in Alabama. What are some of the great programs outside of your school? Your dad mentioned Auburn High School is one of the best right now in Auburn, Alabama, but are there some other ones that you think are really phenomenal programs right now, putting out a lot of prospects?
Oh, for sure. Obviously, Auburn is one of the best teams in Alabama, but, you know, you got other schools like Hoover, or, you know, even Bob Jones. You have a lot of these other elite programs that you can compete with. So there's not just one dominant team in Alabama.
What do you think of Cole Henry that's from Florence, Alabama, that's in the bigs now? Actually, I think he'll make the bigs in a year, don't you?
Oh, for sure. He's doing great right now.
6'5", throws, what, 98, and it moves?
Yes, sir.
His three pitches, curve is tough, and just slider. He's if it wasn't for the shortened season last year, I tell everybody, he would have probably been – for one of the Spikes Award guys, one of the top 10 in the country last year.
For sure.
And then this year they have Jaden Hill, who's throwing 99 when he wants to. Like you said, if he wants to hit 100, he can. And Jaden's throwing 90-mile-an-hour curves, which is really crazy.
He's a great pitcher.
Yeah, and from Arkansas, Jaden Hill. But we're going to take a break when we come back. This will be fun for you. For the next segment, think about your three favorite pitchers in the MLB league right now. Who are three pitchers that you truly love and pattern maybe your game after? Just love watching them pitch. And also give me your favorite hitter in the MLB for this coming season. Think about that, and we're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be right back with more. Samuel Dutton, one of the top pitchers in the United States for the class of 2022. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest is Samuel Dutton, one of the top pitchers in the United States, committed to LSU. His dream to go on LSU at an early age. Have you thought about the pitchers that you like, three pitchers in MLB currently?
Yes, sir, I have. I'll probably have to go with number one is Walker Buehler.
Okay, pretty good one.
Number two is probably Blake Snell.
Okay. They both played for the title this past year, so that's pretty good.
That's right. And the other one would probably Tyler Glasnow.
Okay, another great one. Walker Buehler is an SEC guy. What, Vandy? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
From the state of Kentucky, and he's only 175. That's another thing that people don't know, football fans. You don't have to weigh 200 to be a pitcher. But he was throwing like 98 with flawlessly in that championship in some of those games against Tampa Bay. He doesn't look like he puts a lot of effort on it, does he?
I know he, his fastball just looks like with ease. He just throws it with ease. You know, it doesn't look 98 plus.
The Dodgers finally got that championship win. What do you think about them finally winning it all?
It was bound to happen. They had been in the competition for a couple of years now, and you know, I figured they'd pull it off somehow.
Yeah, they've got some great hitters on that team that are very young. And speaking of hitters, who's your favorite guy batting, your favorite hitter in MLB right now?
My favorite hitter would probably be Fernando Tatis Jr. right now. You know, just the swag that he plays with and the confidence that he plays with, you know, it's just nothing like it.
My favorite player. And I just wish they can win a championship because I don't want to see him wasted his whole career. It's Mike Trout.
That's right.
You know,
yes, sir.
I stay up late at night just to watch their games. They start at, what, 10 o'clock at night somewhere in California?
Right.
But Mike Trout, I've never seen a guy his size, what, 6'2", 220, run the way he does, go up and get balls, robs people home runs.
He's good. He's a freak.
He's a freak. And then what did you think of DJ LeMahieu's last couple of years, LSU, former LSU shortstop?
An LSU boy.
Yeah.
He's been tearing it up lately. You know, he's one of the best.
It's like LSU MLB right now. It's
between
them and Vandy in Florida. It seems like they own the MLB right now with players. Samuel, anything you'd like to tell the LSU fans, you know, because anything you say, they're going to get pumped up. But anything you'd like to say about the LSU campus or, you know, Coach Alan Dunn or anything, your experiences at the games, anything you want to tell the fans before you show up to LSU?
One thing I will tell the fans is just keep bringing it, you know. I love the atmosphere, and, I can't wait to play at the box on Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights. There's nothing like it.
What do you think of their new facilities this past year at LSU?
Oh, they're the best in the business, you know. Probably one of the best in the SEC, if not all of college baseball. They're amazing.
And then Alan Dunn, how important is it that he's from Alabama as a pitching coach? He'd be your pitching coach, and he's been at LSU a long time now with Paul Maneri.
Right. I love Coach Dunn. He's great. He's great with pitching. He can develop me. And that's one another reason why I love him, is because he knows so much about the game and he can teach me so much about the game.
Anybody you're trying to recruit still help the guys in this 222 class? Anybody left that you're still trying to help coach get?
Our class that we have right now is pretty good. So I'm going to try to keep it as is.
Yeah, there's a lot of really nationally ranked guys again in this class, and it's going to be interesting to see what the draft is. Have you thought about the draft compared to school? How important it is for you to go to school, and then what kind of offer would be, you know, not enough? Have you thought about that, you and your dad, if that came about?
School is really important to me, and getting an education, getting a degree, and I'm not focused on the draft right now. I'm really focused on school, and I'm ready to win a national championship at LSU.
If there's one batter that's going to college that you faced in your high school career, who would that guy be that's just really tough to strike out in high school?
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
Like in Alabama. Let's just narrow it to Alabama kids. Like
Alabama. Okay. I would probably say somebody like, maybe like Slate Alford or somebody from Bob Jones. I've never pitched against him, but I've seen him hit, I've seen him play, and he's a good hitter.
You know, LSU's got a chance to win 7 national championships this year. It's just crazy to say 7. And they came close to winning the national championship 3 years ago against Florida, but Eric Walker had an injury two days before he's supposed to pitch the final game, and that really kind of hurt him to win it all. He was just mowing people down all the way. I don't know if you remember Eric Walker in Hoover. He was dominant that year three years ago.
Yes, but,
and then they've come close with Alex Bregman. They've had some good teams when he was at LSU, and Rafe Rimes, who was an All-American. But this is a team that's got 33 dingers right now. They're on pace to hit 130 home runs. And they've got 12 pitchers that can throw over 93. I know velocity's not the most important, but they've got 7 throwing over 96. And so it's going to be really crazy. And there are 7 teams in the top 10 from the SEC. So it's going to be really crazy how this shakes out. But what do you think about this, Samuel, with the SEC? Because you got Mississippi State in the top 10. Arkansas is number 1 right now. LSU's obviously going to be in that top 5 in the end. Vanderbilt, and then Florida, and then Ole Miss. I mean, you've got – Ole Miss was number 1, so you've had 2 number 1s from the SEC in the last 3 weeks.
Right. It's competition, you know. It's the best conference there is. If you want to go to get better, you go to the SEC. And, you know, that's why we're so good.
What do you – the final question I have for you, what do you think you need to work on this final season of high school baseball before you get to LSU? Is there a pitch you want to work on? Is it any velocity? Is it location of a – or is it learning another pitch? What do you think you want to work on?
I think my biggest thing right now is really just trying to master my pitches, perfect those pitches, and know that I can throw any pitches in any count for a strike. And I think that's the biggest thing right now.
And one more question, because I'm asking recruits this, because, you know, you've been through this whole COVID thing as a teenager with dead period with college athletics. And so
Right. You
haven't been able to go anywhere. You know, camps have been closed all across the country last year. Have you and your dad thought about how to go to games as fans? Because they can't let you go as a recruit, right? Right now, because of the dead period.
Right. But you know, it's tough right now, but you know, I don't think there is a way right now. But if there was, I would so do it, because you know, there's nothing like going to an LSU basketball game.
If there wasn't a dead period, would you be at the Mississippi State game in this weekend?
Oh, for sure. 100%.
What a series that's going to be.
That's going to be a good series out there.
Yeah, LSU's got a game this week, a midweek game. By the time this show is aired, they've already played the game against Southeastern. But Mississippi State, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it starts the SEC play. And then I'm really ready for the MLB, too, and I'm ready for everything to come back. So one final question. Samuel, pick an MLB team you think will win this year. Last year was the Dodgers. Who do you think could win it this year as being a fan of the sport?
Oh, man. You know, the Padres have got some big-time guys that came in, and, you know, they got some returning players that I think are going to be key. But I think it's either going to be the Dodgers or the Padres this year. That's my prediction.
Now, you like Fernando, right? So he plays for San Diego.
That's right.
He looks like he could get 300 hits in a season.
He does.
He doesn't even look like he knows what he's doing yet, and he just dominates.
That's right.
He's so fast with his hands. And it's just amazing he can get that fast up on a 98-mile-an-hour fastball or curve. It's crazy.
I guess that's why he's one of the best.
Yeah, and you got the Braves that they challenged a little bit this past year. The Astros, we'll see what they do with Bregman. And they need to get their pitching staff strong again. The Yankees, I'm a Yankees fan. We'll see what they do.
Right.
And, you know, we'll see what the Tampa Bay Devil Rays do. They were a young team this year, pretty young. Your guy Snell plays for them.
So, yes, sir.
I just don't want to see the same two teams. What do you think? I just don't want to see the same two teams again.
I agree. And, you know, that's the good thing about baseball is, you know, you never have the same teams always winning the World Series. And, you know, that's a good thing about it.
I'm going to throw out a sleeper, Milwaukee.
Hey, you're right. Because, you know, they've got a lot of good talent on that team. You know, they could possibly make a big run.
I think they're one pitcher away. Them and the Oakland A's are one pitcher away from being contenders. Oakland's got some power. They just need a little more pitching. But, Samuel, I appreciate you joining us. And, you know, I think our fans are going to love this interview. They're going to love hearing about a young man that's in Alabama coming to LSU. And what's so really good about the LSU fan base is the day you get to LSU, before you even get to LSU, they're going to know your name memorized on the roster. On LSUsports.net. They're going to already know your number. They're going to know, you know, where you went to school. And that's how avid these fans are, as you know already. So everybody going to the park they'll know who you are before you even go out there.
That's awesome. That's why I love it.
Well, Samuel, good luck to you your senior season. Don't hang up. I know that you're going to have a great senior year in Alabama against all those great teams. I hope you throw a no-hitter against Auburn High School or one of those schools. But footballmagazine.com, we've got great stories on high schools throughout the state of Louisiana. We're also going to have some MLB players join us in the future. We had Ben McDonald from the Orioles not too many days ago, and then we had Paul Maneri on a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to have some other great players join us, and there's more football coaches, baseball and basketball.
Baseball talk.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the segment with Samuel Dutton. What a great young man. Pitcher from Westbrook High School in Alabama, committed to LSU. I said in the show that he's a class of 222 baseball player. Technically, he's class of 221, but by the time he plays for LSU, it'll be the 222 season. So class of 222, technically 221, has a year of high school baseball left. Great young man. If you heard it, he's a great kid. Going to be at LSU playing baseball as a pitcher, four pitches. What an outstanding kid. Also, I want to talk about LSU baseball. Speaking of baseball, you know, they have their three-game series with Mississippi State. I really think this LSU team, in the end, will be the most talented team that Mineri's ever had at LSU. And there might be some ups and downs in the SEC season because, let's face it, the top five teams in the country are from the SEC. And so you're not going to sweep every team in the SEC. It's just too good of a league. But what matters in the end is who goes to Omaha and who wins this thing. And I really believe in the end, Vanderbilt and LSU and maybe even Arkansas have a chance to be in Omaha in the end. You might see three SEC teams, maybe as many as four, because Ole Miss is pretty good. And so is Mississippi State, who LSU has a three-game series with this weekend. So, and you can't count out Florida and their talent every year. So LSU's not going to dominate the SEC, but I really think hitting and pitching, this is the most talented team as a fan. Not just being in the media, but as a fan. I used to go to all the games. Still go to one or two a year, but I've never seen this much talent pitching and hitting in my life. It's just a lot of these guys are young. And I really think, just my opinion, that by the time we hit the SEC tournament in Hoover, Alabama, I think that's when LSU's going to peak. And I think by the time the regional comes around, I think LSU's going to be unstoppable. I think all these young hitters like Brody Droese, you know, Jordan Thompson, Dylan Cruz, you know, all these great players, the hitters on this team, Travinsky, incredible, incredible players. And Giacomo, who's just coming back from an injury, who's got a great career, hadn't played a lot, played a little bit last year. But the talent on this team and an improved Dugas and the first baseman Trey at first base, his defense and his ability to bat and hit, Jaden Hill, Marceau, A.J. Labus, and all these great young pitchers, I really think LSU is going to be phenomenal in the end. And it's going to be bumpy, I think, because there's going to be so much even games in the SEC. There's just so much team. There's so much talent in the SEC, and it's always like that. But, man, the SEC owns college baseball now. Let's take a break. When we come back, I'm going to give my predictions for the NCAA tournament. I'm going to give my final four and also talk about LSU, where they're going to end up. I'm going to give my prediction how far LSU will go. And I'm going to have fun. I'm just like everybody else. You know, I watch a lot of basketball. And I'm just going to give my predictions, and you can hold me to it. You can email me and say, man, you were wrong or you were awful. But this is fun, filling out brackets for the NCAA tournament. We'll come back. We'll talk more about that. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. We'll be right back. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people. Tell them Lee sent you.
It's time for On the Rebound.
Welcome back. You listen to Sports Scouting Report again. I hope you enjoyed the earlier part of our show with Samuel Dutton, pitcher from Alabama, from Westbrook High School. He lives in Gadsden, from Gadsden, Alabama. His dad played for Birmingham Southern, and he's going to be a heck of a pitcher for LSU when he enrolls in 2022. But let's talk about the final four for basketball. Let's talk about the brackets. I'm going to give my final four predictions. I'm going with Gonzaga in the West. And guess what? I'm going with LSU in the East. I'm going with Baylor in the South. And I'm going with Illinois in the Midwest. I'm taking Baylor to beat Illinois, in Gonzaga to beat LSU, and Gonzaga wins their first national championship over Baylor. That's my pick. I think LSU will beat St. Bonaventure. I then think LSU will beat Michigan. I think LSU will beat Florida State. And then UCLA. That's my prediction. I've seen UCLA play. I've seen Florida State play. I've seen Georgetown play. I've seen Michigan play. Texas, Maryland, Alabama. I'm predicting Maryland to upset Alabama. And I predict a Maryland-UCLA game with UCLA coming out on top. I think UCLA is a little bit better than most of these SEC teams along with Maryland. That's why I think it's going to be tough for Alabama. They're not going to be able to just walk over these guys when they get to the second and third round of the tournament, especially in the East. But my winner is Gonzaga. I just think they've got the complete team. They're going to be unstoppable for just about anybody. They don't have to shoot the ball well to win like LSU and Alabama. When LSU and Alabama's not shooting the ball well, they suffer a little bit. But Gonzaga can beat you any way possible. They got the perfect team. They got the tall guys. They got the rebounders. They got the shooters. They got the guys that can drive and dribble. They got everything. And the coaching. And Baylor, the two best teams I've seen all year is Baylor and Gonzaga in Illinois. And I like LSU. I really do. I love this bracket. I really do. You know, the seed came out good, even though people wanted a sixth seed or a seventh seed. I like this. I like where LSU's at. I would rather LSU in the East than in the West to avoid Gonzaga and to avoid Baylor in the South and to avoid Illinois and Oklahoma State in the Midwest. I hope you enjoyed the show today. And we're going to keep trying to bring baseball recruits on and baseball coaches and basketball. And obviously our football, the big three, and all other sports we'll have in the future. But I hope everybody has a great, great day, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.